Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Position of strength and position of weakness. What are we talking about today is salary negotiation. Many a times what I've seen is within my own org, and I've experienced that in other orgs as well, when an individual comes in for a salary negotiation, they have this conversation, even before saying anything else, they would straight to the point, you know what, I have a family problem, this is the minimum salary what I need to meet my expenses. I want you to really think about it, all right? I'll give you an anecdote in this particular example. Let's say a carpenter who's coming in and they're going to do some work at your house. He's going to fix cabinets or something like that. When that individual comes and he says, you know what, this is going to cost about 15,000 rupees to fix this cabinets, but I have actually a family problem, so can you pay me 20,000 rupees for that? Would you do that? You would not do that. On the same token, if a person were to come and tell you that, you know what, I have done, puts a great collateral together, a good portfolio of all the amazing cabinets what he has fixed, the same carpenter, but he has done several amazing work. He's put some very nice cabinets in various different houses, shows you that entire portfolio, and he says, hey, this is all the amazing work what I've done, the number of days it is going to take, the times when I'm going to come, the times when I'm going to finish my work, when the project is done, this is how it is going to look. And he says, I'm going to charge you 20,000 rupees. The chances are that you would pay that 20,000 rupees because he has done some amazing work. Let's get back to this position of strength and position of weakness. Position of weakness is when you start your salary negotiation stating that I have a family need as a result of which I need this amount as a salary. No employer is going to pay you because employers will not be in a position to pay you based on your family need. Employers will be able to pay you only based on the value what you are creating for the organization and the value what you are bringing into the organization. So what is position of strength? Position of strength is something like this. When you go in for your salary negotiation, what you need to do is you need to put together your work, what you have accomplished for that entire year. Put together a collateral about a material or a PowerPoint. What is the work what you performed? What is the value what you have contributed to the organization? How were you aligned with the vision of the company? How were you aligned to the purpose of the company? And what is the incremental value what you've created to the organization? If you are able to put this together and then say, this is the value what I've created, that is when you will be able to get to a value what you are asking for. With that being said, what I would love for you to do is, the next time when you go in for a salary negotiation, never bring up your family situation, your family need, because it's not going to go anywhere. It doesn't go well. In a professional setting, it doesn't go well that you negotiate based on your personal need. You should always negotiate based on what is the value what you've created for the organization. I hope this is helpful. I've seen this happen many a times with individuals, because there's thousands of people whom I've appraised salaries for, and I've seen this flaw come through, and I continue to coach them stating that, hey, always talk about what is the value what you've created. So I hope this was helpful. If you like this, share this with your friends, your other colleagues who are working in other organizations, share it with them. Also, if you like this content, subscribe to our channel, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side. Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully, you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.